I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody.
How all do
we are back talking about something quite interesting that happened to us on Sunday.
Here we go, adventure time.
I think it was Sunday. I woke up like any other day, and usually I will try to, as early in the morning as possible, do a quick check on everyone. So by everyone, I mean the animals. So I'll go out where the chickens are and just, you know, like, how was your night? And just check on all the large animals. Everyone's up, moving around, that kind of thing. So I opened our back door that goes into kind of our little carport area that you just walk out. And my heart just like sank the second I opened the door, because I saw not one, but like four huge piles of feathers. And
stop the story there.
Yeah, okay.
So then I'm playing with Ava, and I pick her up and we walk over to the window, and I look out and I see feathers galore, and I'm like, oh wow, that's a lot of feathers. That's not just a shake, shake, shake.
Right, right, right.
So we walk outside and I look left and I look right, and I'm like, oh snap.
Yeah.
I do not think something survived this.
Yeah.
So then I realized these are turkey feathers.
Yeah.
And I put my flip-flops on, and then Ava and I start running to catch up with you, and then keep going.
Yeah, so my heart sank because it was turkey feathers, and I knew it was Giselle, our girl turkey. And Giselle, our girl turkey, she has not had the best summer. She has laid on eggs a couple times, and the eggs didn't hatch, and just all these different things. And so lately, she's been trying to lay on eggs again, that are chicken eggs, in this like little corner of next to our coop that's kind of outside the fence line, but it's covered, and she gets down in there. You can hardly see her. So I've kind of let her just be there because it's been pretty safe and no big deal. And it's just, my heart sank when I ran outside. I looked everywhere. I was like a crazy person. I didn't even have shoes on. I was just running around everywhere. And, you know, it was like big pile of feathers, smaller pile of feathers, smaller. And then I was like, I think something came and drug her away. Oh.
I mean, it looked like that.
So then it's just the thought of like, what a bummer. We've had her for like 3 years. You know, you get attached. I mean, it's like she's such a personality and just all these different things. And so, you know, after we searched for a little while, we came back inside. And, you know, sadly, a lot of times when a chicken goes missing or something like that, I mean, there's no true evidence except there's a pile of feathers. So, yeah, we came inside, some time passed, we started eating breakfast.
Starts to set in, you're like, oh, this is terrible.
I mean, I really was like so sad at breakfast. Like, I was just like, this is just like, come on, you know?
Like, and then?
What could have gotten her, you know, all these scenarios.
And then?
And then all of a sudden I hear Jared, what did you say?
Annette, there's Giselle.
You said, you was like, there she, no, you just said, there she is.
There she is.
And I knew what you're talking about. And I looked, and from like a totally opposite side of where she should have been,
her head is,
comes Giselle running down the thing. And I literally run out there, and I was like, like, what in the world? Now, she was injured and was pretty much missing all her feathers. But she was alive, and I...
She was singing, right? I'm a survivor.
No, no, yeah, I mean, basically, she could have. Man, she is one tough cookie. And what relief. I mean, I was just so happy that she, you know, I think we'll be okay. We've been kind of treating her little wounds a little bit, but she's a feisty little thing. And we think it was like a random... the most likely explanation, we've seen a random kind of dog around.
Not kind of dog. It's a dog.
Okay, there was a dog, a big
dog. It's a pit bull.
Well, I know, but not all pit bulls are. It's just, it's a big dog, and it's a big dog that doesn't know our animals. And,
but he likes the taste of them.
Yeah, and a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, and our gate wasn't super secure, and our whole property's fenced. A dog like that probably couldn't have jumped. It would have dug under or just, you know, walked in if the gate was open, which I think is what happened. And I think he just saw her. She might have been up and running around, and he just went for her, you know. So, oh, man, you know, I'm grateful she's fine. It's just those things about farm life that it's just every day there's something, like, you just don't know, you know, what to expect or what's going to happen. But you know, you care about your animals and you care about just the things and circumstances. And, yeah, I don't know. It was just it was our very sad moment that turned into a happy moment. And I think it's just, yeah, something we can all learn from, and maybe don't give up on your animals just yet. You know, I'm terrible. I had already started texting people. I'm so sad. Our turkey's gone.
Did you really?
Just like two people.
Oh, man.
I was just so sad. So anyways, yeah. The things, you know, farm life. But there's something I was kind of touching on this week, and that there's always some sort of joy, I feel like, even in the bad times. And I think sometimes maybe we have to have patience and wait to be able to see what the positive is. But, you know, when it comes to like farm life and just different things out here, and even gardening, like, things are always just constantly changing and evolving. Nothing is ever in the same state. You know, things are always different.
I'll give an example.
Like a seedling, you know, like from week day one to day 21, very different, right? But each stage it's growing and developing. Like, each day there's something. I think the whole, like, you know, there's beauty even sometimes in ashes. Like, I think just our garden, one half looks kind of a hot mess because it's stuff that's kind of dying out from summer. But then, you know, like, you'll change all that out and there'll be other things that will grow and will be positive. You know, with the animals, like, there's little babies and they look one way one day and the next day they're growing. And I think, like, you know, it's a lesson to us that I think we can always, no matter the good or the bad that's happening, we're never the same one day or the other. Jared raised his hand.
Oh, thank you. So here's an example.
Yeah.
When you put a lot of effort into something and you have no reason why it didn't work out, you poured your heart and soul into this. So I think about last summer, our peaches were unbelievable. So I was like, I'm going to make sure those peaches are unbelievable next year. So fertilized them, trimmed them nice, got them all nice. Not one
peach. Well, then the frost really.
Well, yeah, the double frost didn't help. Yeah. So, like, no peaches. And I'm like, this is insane. But for the first time ever, last winter, I butchered the apple trees. I'm like, I'm cutting these things nearly down to a stick. And they are prolific.
There's so many apples.
With apples. And today we had some for the first time, and they are amazing. So it's like, last year, zero apples. I thought I put TLC into those trees.
And then
had tons of peaches last year. This year, no peaches. Tons of apples. And so, yeah, I think
there's always something,
lessons.
Yeah, and there's something always good that comes out of
bad.
Yeah, out of bad. And so, or even like in things that look, that appear to not be going well, or, you know, like, there's always, I think, beauty to be found. You just have to have patience. And that's what's hard a lot of times is to have patience and to say, like, it's okay. Like, today it's this and tomorrow it might be different. And I think with us as well, with our characters, like, I don't think we're the same one day versus the next. Meaning, I think each day we have different life experiences, different things that, you know, teach us things. And so, like, I'm better today than yesterday because of what I learned yesterday. Does that make sense? So it's like, we're never still.
Yeah, and I kind of felt this week, I had the lesson of seeing a few trees that I really did feel like I butchered back. I mean, just to the point of, like, why did I do that? That this year are so prolific with fruit that it's just that reminder that when life cuts you back, sets you back, you don't know why you have hit a brick wall or crisis, you have no idea. It's like you don't see it then, but you do see later, like, oh, I can see where I appreciate this thing now more than I ever would had I not gone through that trial or that crisis. I think that's with relationships, with how we celebrate just the simple things in life. Like, you don't know what you've got until you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you really got to go through some trying experiences to cherish those simple, sweet things.
It's funny how you gave that description of like basically being stripped down like the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a visual, you know, where it's like where you're down to, we have barely nothing and you're like at your most vulnerable maybe. And then out of that, there's something wonderful that happens.
So yeah, anybody out there?
That's not easy though. I mean,
but I think that's where encouragement comes in. So anybody out there going through a fiery trial who just, all you see is darkness. You see no light. Look to those moments you've had the light. Look to those moments where you've had the joy. Count those blessings and believe that, you know, what's that statement? Joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the darkness doesn't last long.
Because I feel
while
like
you're in it feels like it's forever.
It doesn't last forever because I feel like nothing lasts forever. There's always change. There's always change coming. So yeah. I am very glad that for Giselle her moment was not over. And we get to experience her for a little longer. In terms of our animals, I hope to get a few more, maybe girl turkeys next year. We'll see. It might be louder. They're already so loud. Mm-hmm. But I think Tom, the turkey, might be happier if he has a few more ladies around. So we'll address that subject for next spring. But mm-hmm. for now, we are transitioning from summer into fall, and just so many kind of like, you know, changes, the weather and everything. And I think it's a great time for kind of reflection and kind of seeing what we'll do, you know, over the next few months. So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. So I think I will leave it at that.
Right.
I will leave it at that.
Adios.
And we will be back next week, and always feel free, you know, to reach out, I don't know, with thoughts or comments, and, we would love to hear from you. So from our happy farmly to yours, thank you, and we will be back.